Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Renee Ellison, the on-camera coach with Reveal Your Excellence. I am so excited to be here this morning, as always. It's always so great to be able to spend my mornings with you, and today is no exception to that. I am so delighted and just so enthusiastic about today's show. I am going to be talking to one of the most dynamic women I have ever known. We met actually when I was going through my IPAC, my Institute for Professional Excellence in Coaching Training, and she was a fellow coach. And we usually do our training in 3 months, and the modules are our in-person training sessions. And Nancy Solomon Gross was not in our module one. She took her training in a different mod, but we met in our module two and just completely connected, had an incredible time, you know, kind of practice coaching each other throughout our time in our coaching training. And then lo and behold, there's an element to our coaching training where we get peer coaches. And I was fortunate enough to have Nancy as my peer coach. And I cannot even tell you just how much I learned from being her peer client and the incredible impact that she made on my life. I'm going to open up the phone lines because I just have a little bit of an instinct today that people who are going to be listening hearing this show today may want to call in and just chat with Nancy and ask her questions. She has the most unique niche of coaching the male client. So if you are a male client, a potential male client, if you are someone who is interested in coaching, or if you know someone who might be interested in Nancy's services, get on the line today, or you might just have a question about something that we talk about. Get on the line today. The call-in number is 646-716-9397, and then you would press 1 to actually get into the show. Again, that's 646-716-9397. Before I officially introduce Nancy, I just want to promote some things that are going on Life Coach Radio Networks this week and next week, and also just remind you about the Grow Tour that's coming up on Tuesday, September 29th. That's this coming Tuesday in Staten Island, New York. I'm going to be speaking along with 3 other phenomenal speakers, and it's a women's gathering conference, if you want to call it a conference, but it's more like a networking event, just an opportunity to build relationships and really get to know some people who might be interested in your services, or just connect with you on a personal or a professional level, wherever, whichever you might be looking for. Go to grow-tour.com to find out more information and pricing. And then also coming up on Life Coach Radio Networks, mark my words, with certified life and business coach Mark Shaw. That's going to be every first and third Sunday. His next show is 9 p.m. Eastern Sunday, October 4th. So tune in to Mark Shaw. He has a live call-in show that's just incredible. And then Jan Jaffe talks about your best life every second Wednesday of the month. Her next show is coming up on Wednesday, October 14th at 12 p.m. And then Think Tank. I always get that wrong. Think Tank is coming up. That's October 28th, 12 p.m. So definitely tune in to that. And as always, I was reminded last week by a friend of mine, you know, don't forget, Renee, to let people know that you are always looking to partner with them in a coaching relationship. And if you are listening to the show and you might hear something that I say that resonates with you, this is your opportunity to definitely connect with me either today or down the line. You can always call me at 609-786-2412, or you can email me at Renee, which is R-E-N-A-I, at ReneeEllison.com. All right. Now that that's out of the way, I just want to, again, tell you that I've been looking forward to this morning for a very long time. Nancy and I had a lot of fun together when she coached me as my peer coach. Powerful, strong, insightful, intuitive. There's so many words that I can use to describe her, but the most important word that I can use to describe Nancy Solomon Gross is just friend. She is a support. She's a cheerleader. Her coaching style is very unique and special. And today we're going to talk about coaching the male client and what that means to her. So everyone, please, listeners, welcome Nancy Solomon Gross to Reveal Your Excellence. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Renee. How are you?
I'm so good to hear
your voice.
It's so good to hear your voice. You know, we do a lot of talking on the phone on a regular basis. So this is going to be a little bit different, of course, because it's me asking you open-ended questions for a change,
right,
rather than the opposite way.
Right.
But I'm so excited and proud of you. Because of how you've been developing your niche of coaching the male client. So today's show is really about, you know, just talking about that and what inspired you to choose coaching men as your niche.
Well, coaching men. So during our education, we were asked to really envision our strongest connection to our prospective clients. And so as I walked into my intuition room, which is this beautiful place that smells clean and bright and is all white with soft furniture and carpet and just very zen, I sat down with an empty chair and I said, okay, well, if I could connect with my ideal client, who would that be? And I closed my eyes and just really concentrated on what that was for me. And it really was men. I opened my eyes and saw a man who's 28 to 65 who was struggling with connecting with their life purpose and connecting with their dreams and creating all types of excuses of why that can't happen. And instinctively, I just wanted to say in a challenging and thoughtful and supportive way, what is it about that can't happen? What's stopping you? And just becoming a tremendous advocate for men to connect their intellect to their inner knowing. It's my intuition that men follow their intellect as a knee-jerk response to any type of problem. And to understand how powerful the inner knowing is to guide that intellect and kind of switch that around, how powerful could that be for men to really come from a place of knowing? And what does a place of knowing look like for them?
What does it mean
when they're in flow and they just are at their most powerful decision-making vantage point?
That's really good stuff. And before we get on to the rest of the questions, I want to touch on a lot of things that you just mentioned. First of all, you said 28 to 65, age 28 to 65, you know, that you are really tapping into a broad range of ages and life cycles and things like that when you're looking at that age group. And then that whole idea of struggling with your life purpose, I mean, we all, I think, on some level have those challenges. But I think what you were saying about creating the excuses of why things can't happen and figuring out what's stopping you, you know, just being able to tap into that intellect and kind of make it a little bit more feeling and emotional, is something that I'm sure that men can use that kind of support on a regular basis. So it sounds like your niche is definitely something that you thought long and hard about, but it sounds to me like it just sort of came to you in your inspiration. So good stuff, Nancy. Now, what kind of response or reaction do you get when people learn what your niche is of coaching men?
It's been varied. At times it's, oh, that's really interesting. Or at times if people are defensive and saying, well, why men? Why are you being exclusive to women? And so it takes some explanation to guide them towards where I am with it. And I do explain this on my website. And having coached you, Renee, I think that your perspective on my connection is different, and you being a female is different. But I think that if you really take a look at how you described my coaching style, there are an overriding amount of women that have trouble being challenged and understanding that I'm coming from a place of curiosity and support, and my questions are challenging. You think about them, right? And you think about, well, why is she asking me that? You know, it's really important to establish that connection and that trust up front, to know that I'm asking these questions because I am your champion and because I am seeking truth. And I'm going to challenge you to find that. And if I find that you're feeding me a line and my intuition is going, you know, I'm going to call you on it. And men are very action-oriented. And so when I challenge men, they respond really well. They get it. They know my intentions. They don't question them, and they really respond well to being focused in with these challenging questions, and just intuitively answer them without overthinking it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure how that relates to our experience together, and if initially you felt any of that when we first started coaching together.
Well, yeah. I mean, I can honestly say that I have asked in our coaching sessions so many times, where is she going with this? You know, and then, you know, when I start to think about it, what I realize is that the difference between you and maybe another coach is that you dig deep, and it's not a surface kind of understanding and intellect that you have about what I'm saying and what's being expressed. What happens, I think, with you, and I appreciate it very much. I'm not a man, but I appreciate it very much, is that you hear the words beneath the words, and you hear the emotion beneath the words. And even though sometimes I might have been, and I'll use myself just as an example, I might have been saying one thing, what I was really thinking, feeling, emoting was something else. So the question that you ask sort of forces me, you know, gently to kind of dig deep and think about, okay, all right, I trust that she's going in the right direction. What is she trying to, what is she getting at, kind of thing. So I appreciated it. And it helped me, and it helped me kind of form my way of being after we stopped our peer coaching relationship with my clients, because a lot of times, you know, you don't want to sugarcoat it. You want it to be authentic, and you want it to be real. And ultimately, you know, you are the coach, and your client, if your client trusts you to lead them in the right direction, or even not necessarily lead them in the right direction, but kind of ask the right questions that bring out the responses that get them the results that they are looking for, then that's a positive thing, I think.
Well, thank you.
What do you think?
Thank you. I know we've coached, and I've said to you, you know, please understand that as I am doing this, I'm really in my inner knowing. And so mm-hmm. when I get to that place, it's very rare that I'm able to repeat a question because mm-hmm. my awareness level is low because it's just, mm-hmm. it's in flow and it's coming from me. So that's one challenging part of it is that you need to be a really active listener when you work with me. And so it really mm-hmm. helps to have people that understand, respect, and are able to process auditorily.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And as we're talking, I just want to remind listeners that now would be the time if you're interested in chatting with Nancy, please give us a call at 646-716-9397. Again, that's 646-716-9397. Now, a question that comes up for me, Nancy, is, you know, a lot of men have the opportunity to experience executive coaching because they may be a professional man. How is your coaching different than executive coaching might be for a professional?
The focus generally is not always professional when I coach. So people come to me with goals of either transitioning professionally mm-hmm. or they have a challenge personally that they're not able to move forward with, or they're just going around in circles and with excuses and ways to talk themselves out of moving forward. So mm-hmm. Their way into coaching isn't, I want a promotion or, you know, I need to be more effective with my team. The people that connect with me generally are seeking goals that are more close to their personal realm.
That makes sense. Okay, so it's not so much someone who's working for an organization and they want to be promoted or you know, they're in an executive challenge and they're looking for strategy. You're mainly focused on men who have personal challenges, desires. They're in a specific place where they're transitioning and they want to achieve certain things or understand why they're not achieving certain things and kind of help them overcome the excuses that they may use. So that makes sense. So the next thing that I have for you is just a two-part question. Men kind of get a bad rap for not being vulnerable. And I'm wondering, what are some of the challenges that men face when they are deciding to get coaching? And then I'll ask the second part after you finish with this one.
Well, I think the challenges are to value the inner knowing over the intellect. You know, I talked about this earlier.
And, that's huge.
Right. So they really will come up with all of these excuses of intellectually what they know to be true. You know, they have a varied amount of responsibilities that are financial or people who are depending on them. And so they tend to put all of these intellectual things that they know to be true above what they emotionally feel. And mm-hmm. so how powerful could it be to lead by emotion and then use their intellect to create choices that support that?
Wow, that's huge. So just kind of, would you categorize that as sort of guiding them to understand what it means to have that inner knowing, or maybe teaching them to tap into that inner knowing? How would you categorize that?
So I think because men are so unaware of what inner knowing is, they don't mm-hmm. really know it exists. So I almost feel like we're on a path together and we're going down the road and I have the flashlight in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying, did you see that? Did you see that? What does that mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm, nice. Nice analogy. We actually have a caller, Nancy, so I'm going to go to our caller before I ask you the second part of this question. You're live on the air with Nancy and Renee. How can we help you today?
Hey, this is Kelly.
Hey, Kelly. How are you?
Hey, Kelly.
I'm good. Hey.
Kelly, I'm Carly, another one of our colleagues from our IPEC coach community. What question do you have for Nancy today, Kelly?
Well, I'm wondering that I'm sure a lot of men find themselves coming to you at the suggestion of their wives. So I'm wondering when they might be a little reluctant to that, how do you deal with that? How do you get their buy-in and get them to be engaged in the process?
That's a great question.
Yeah, that is a great question.
As we know, as coaches and as we build relationships with our prospects and our clients, we have to really understand their intentions. And so creating that dialogue around their intention, right, maybe somebody did suggest it to them, but they don't really have faith and the inner knowing that this is the right thing for them. So talking about that and focusing in on their motivations and discussing what their intentions are is the way forward for them, because if you don't have that connection and faith and inner knowing that this is something that you can't not do anymore, then we know as coaches that's not going to benefit our clients. So it's having that discussion, opening up their minds to how this is going to enable them to move forward with all of their goals and desires, that really empowers people to connect and to want to coach with you.
Does that answer your question, Kelly?
Sure. Awesome. I do have another question. It's kind of unrelated to the one I just asked, but
mm-hmm.
I often see this when people are looking to refer somebody and they have a male client and the male client wants a male coach. And how do you deal, you know, that idea that a male should have a male coach? And because I think it's outstanding that you're out there in the male, you know, that you're working with the male client as a woman, because I think there's a lot to be offered there for a variety of reasons. But how do you deal with that stigma that might be thrown at you sometimes?
Understanding what those excuses are is really important when you are building a connection and a relationship with anybody. So bringing that to life and really understanding how true that is for them is the way forward.
That's good. That's good stuff. Thank you so much, Kelly.
Thank you, Kelly.
You're welcome.
Always good to hear from you. All right. So, yeah, so Kelly actually led us down a very interesting path, which is kind of where I was going to go in the two-part question was, you know, when a client decides to get coaching from a woman, what kind of challenges do you think that goes into the decision, first of all, and then once the relationship is kind of in play, what kind of challenges might come up?
Men see women as emotive creatures, and this is just my lens.
Mm.
And so if a man seeks out a woman for coaching, you know, it is my belief that their expectation is going to be one of, she's going to really challenge my emotive thinking and
mm-hmm.
feeling. And so that really enables them to connect with me because I do fulfill that expectation. I do really challenge people to consider their emotions into their decisions. And I think that's very beneficial in terms of setting expectations and delivering on them because it's very much in alignment.
Mm-hmm. And I can imagine that there might be some men who might have the opposite response. You know, I don't want to necessarily get coached from a woman because there might be that emotion button that needs to be pushed and they're afraid to go there, which is probably one of the reasons why they're having the challenges that they're having in the first place, right? Because they're afraid to push that button. So I'm wondering, in a market that's flooded with coaches, you know, male, female, why should a man choose a woman as a coach?
I believe that the coaching relationship is based on intuition. And so if somebody is responding to my website or my blog or my posts, that there's a visceral connection there that's leading them to me. So before we actually connect, there is that openness and that understanding of value before we speak. So it's never been one of kind of judgment or disdain of being female. It's more about what I do, how I do it, what my process is, and that connection that they have to it.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so we talked about that whole idea of the emotion and trying to kind of have that show up in someone's life rather than thinking from the intellect. So I'm sure that in response to your website, which is beautiful, by the way, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later on in the show, but there's sort of a, you know, for lack of a better word, generic quality to it, neither unisex, neither male nor female, with your website. So someone drawn to you or to your coaching style is not necessarily drawn to a female coach. They're drawn to a coach who just happens to be female, is kind of my impression. What do you think?
When I went into the process of creating this site, I went into my inner knowing and my intuition to allow that to flow. So as I wrote it and I designed it, it was a reflection of all that I say and feel about coaching. And as you know, when we say we're a coach, we don't do it as a vocation. It's who we are.
Right.
And this is a reflection of who I am. I don't see myself necessarily as feminine or masculine as a coach and as a person. My style is certainly very feminine, but it's also very powerful, and it has masculine elements to it too. So I do feel that I represent myself as masculine and feminine on the site in terms of how I speak about what I do, and also visually just being that simple. I wanted to convey the simpleness of the power of coaching and of living and being a coach.
That's good. So if you're listening to Nancy and you're interested to know a little bit more about what it means to coach the male client, if you're a gentleman out there and you're listening and there's a little bit of interest in what Nancy might have to offer, please, you know, don't hesitate. Get on the line. Give us a call. Our guest call-in line is 646 716-9397. So we talked a lot about the emotion and the versus the intellect. How else is coaching men different than coaching women?
I believe that the topics for men are more specific and problem-solving oriented. Women tend to come with the intention of, I want to change, I want to transform how I live my life. And men generally come to me and say, I just am at a place where I want to transform my career. And I've always wanted to have my own business, you know, so this is really what I want to figure out. Or I'm now working and I'm really just going through the motions because it's easy and it's safe, but it's not resonating with me anymore. So what can I do specifically to change that part of my life? So the women that I've coached have come with a more open-minded opportunity to talk about different areas of their life during our session. So it doesn't always focus on one specific thing. It can be a variety of different things.
Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, too, just from my experience as a coach, do you find that women have a tendency to process more, you know, out loud processors in terms of sharing information and trying to help you sort that, or is that not something you encounter?
Well, that's a really good question, because there have been many times, and as you know, I ask very challenging questions where it is emotionally directed, and because men are so disconnected from how they feel, it's challenging to them to really know the answer.
Mm-hmm.
So it generally takes a couple more questions for them to find the answer than for women to find it.
Okay. And so then how is coaching men similar to coaching women?
How is it? I'm sorry, what was the word you used?
How is it similar to coaching women?
How is
women?
It similar?
Yeah.
I think that the fact they don't know where their feeling is coming from, you know, what situations trigger those feelings is similar. And when I work with my clients and before we have our first session, I have a welcome kit. And what this kit does is really assess a few different things. So one of the assessments is a values assessment. And so in this values assessment, there's a list of values of how highly you value, you know, whether it's honesty or whether it's tenacity or love, all different types of values that we all hold. You know, how high do you value that, right, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 meaning highly, and how well are you living that value in your life? So we take a look at the difference between walking the walk and desiring it, which illuminate a lot of different opportunities for discussion. And from that insight, we can then say, well, if during this situation where you're trying to find what your true path is in terms of maybe your career, you know, if you really value creativity, but in your career you're not living it, you know, what kind of choices can we make to honor that value and bring that to life for you?
Nice.
So it really gives us a roadmap to discovering opportunities.
So you create this tool, or the client creates this tool based on their own value system and their own desire for growth.
Right. And another thing during our sessions, which I will, you know, create with my clients, is their life purpose statement. And you might remember this from our training. So when we begin, you know, one of my first coaching challenges is to, you know, complete this sentence, right? So at the end of you completing this kind of Mad Lib sentence, you ultimately come up with your life purpose. And so I encourage my clients to just post that at their desk and really challenge themselves to live it. So, you know, if your purpose is to be creative, you know, and to share that creativity with others, how are you doing that in your daily life? So it that kind of refocuses people's choices of action. So for me, you know, meaningful path is all about transforming awareness into action. And it's that simple, right? It's that simple. If you are aware of what your values are, you can create these choices that honor them and will enable you to live them.
That makes complete and total sense. And and you said transforming awareness into action. So being aware of what you're thinking, what you're feeling, what your values are, what's important to you, so that you can then get to that next step, which is doing something about it.
Right. So how do you create choices that honor those values and your intentions?
Mm-hmm. Good.
Using that lens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really interesting. So, you know, as I listen to you, you know, I know there's so many things about you that are special. You know, not just your coaching style, but also the fact that you're a wife, you're a mother, you're a daughter, you're a business owner. There's so many incredible elements, I guess you would say, to your personality. And I wonder, you know, where do your thoughts and your insights about coaching men come from?
Well, as we know as coaches, everybody views life through their own lens.
Mm-hmm.
And so as I grew up and I was, you know, nurtured by my family environment, there was a lot of that challenge that I keep talking about, how I challenge things, right? And I think that came from me, even at a very young age, feeling that I didn't always agree with how I was being raised or what those values were that were being taught to me about what being female is and what my life goals should be. And so because of that, I've really grown into a person who challenges and who is curious and who wants to empower anybody to fulfill any goals that they have on their own terms.
Hmm. Good stuff, Nancy. Okay, so we have a caller on the line. I'm going to pick up our 717 caller. Hi, you're live on the air with Nancy and Renee. How can we help you today?
Hi, Nancy. Hi, I'm Peter.
Hi, Peter.
And I just would like to know, if I were to come to you for coaching, because I'm kind of stalled on a family situation, how would you relate to me that would be better than if I would go to a man for coaching? What different perspective as a woman could you give to me that a male coach could not give to me?
Well, that's a great question. I think that in terms of my lens and my life experience and what I know to be true, my questions will challenge you to think in a different way than a man might challenge you.
Mm-hmm.
And so given that, I will probably challenge you to think about things in a more holistic way from different perspectives.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
That does make sense.
Mm-hmm. Peter, I'm going to ask Nancy if she could give her website right now. We're going to give it at the end of the show, but give your website to Peter right now so he can kind of tap into your website and get an idea of what you have to offer, just in case you guys want to connect later.
Great. My site is meaningfulpass.com.
Meaningful Pass, P-A-S-S?
Path, as in pathway, P-A-T-H.
P-A-T-H. Okay,
right,
Meaningful
Pass.
Meaningful Pass. All righty.
All right, Peter.
Okay. Hey, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Well, that was nice to hear from Peter. And that was
very.
A really great question. Really great
yeah.
question. So, you know, we've been talking a lot about this inner knowing. And as everybody knows by now, you were my peer coach when we went through our tech training. And I remember you during our coaching sessions talking a lot about that inner knowing. For those of us who might not be familiar with that phrase, tell us what that means and why it's important.
So inner knowing is that place where you can't not know it to be true. It comes from such a visceral place in your being that once you connect with it, it's not something you can talk yourself out of. It's this place of complete and utter strength and trust that this is true and right for you.
Mm.
And you get to this place by, and I do this with all of my clients, just spending a few moments before we begin, and we talk about this in our coach training, about coming from a place of inner knowing and letting go of that intellect and judgment. So letting go of judging what you're thinking or feeling and just enabling yourself to let it flow and let it mm-hmm. rise up to your awareness. And so once you have these thoughts of, yeah, this feels right for me, I just
mm-hmm.
know that this is the way forward, we can create choices that honor that truth for you. So it's really just this truth that is wholly believable and achievable, and we can base, you know, moving forward around that. And it's different from coming from your intellect, because your intellect really is something that says, I judge this to be true, and I really think it's going to work.
Mm-hmm.
So how much more powerful is it to know that there's no way this can't work?
Mm-hmm. So it sounds to me like inner knowing is similar to intuition, but it's more than just a feeling. It's a sort of like a guttural acknowledgement of what you feel is right for you.
Right. And so think about those two words, Renee.
Mm-hmm.
You feel it's right. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So right is coming from your intellect, and feel is coming from your inner knowing. And when
mm-hmm.
you marry those two, that is all of the truth and motivation you can possibly hope for to achieve any goal or dream.
Mm. That's really powerful, Nancy. That's powerful stuff, because like you said, it's a marrying of not just the emotion, because a lot of times, you know, women, we get bad raps for being emotional. You know, men have the opposite bad rap for being too intellectual or not being vulnerable or emotional enough. So to be able to take that is really, like you said, that combination of masculine and feminine, the knowing, the intellect, the inner voice or intuition or feeling or instinct or whatever you want to call it, and it's powerful stuff.
Right,
you
know, when
you
said
direction.
That word emotion, something
mm-hmm.
just totally came to me intuitively,
yeah,
and
yeah.
it's that judgment that men have that
mm-hmm.
emotion is irrational.
Yeah, or it's bad.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So,
good stuff.
You know, where is that coming from? How true is that?
Mm-hmm.
And I would challenge anybody to tell me that emotions are irrational. They're true. They're your highest truth of how you feel and what can motivate you to achieve anything. If you are not connected emotionally to how you act and what you do, what does that really feel like for you? And if that's true, you know, where can you go with that?
Yeah, it's almost robotic, right?
Right.
So if it's just all about the knowing, it's just, you know, doing what you think is right, doing what you think is proper, doing what you think is good, you know, and even as women, sometimes we fall into those categories of, you know, we've had those conversations of making choices and doing things because you think it's the right thing to do. Or the best case scenario, and not really following your heart and following your gut. So, okay, that makes a lot of sense to me. Thank you for that definition of inner knowing. I think we should all, you know, kind of take notes on that, because that's something that is helpful to anyone, you know, who might be listening, male or female. So ultimately, Nancy, I think we've talked a lot about why a man should choose you as a coach. You know, you have this phenomenal website, absolutely beautiful, creative, it's interactive. Can you talk a little bit about, I know you talked about your thought process as you were designing the website. Can you talk about the practical points of your website that make it really unique and special?
Sure. So when you come to my landing page, it gives you kind of this really aspirational photo that is very peaceful. Mm-hmm. And that kind of is the place where we come together and create our relationship. It just in this peaceful, trustworthy place of honesty, and that's the beginning, to have that faith and knowing that we're in a place of non-judgment and that we're building this journey together. It's not me telling or suggesting or leading, but it's me working together with my clients to create awareness for themselves and for them to be empowered by creating new choices that honor that awareness and create the dream that they've been denying themselves, because intellectually they're making excuses of all the reasons why their dreams are not worthy. And so
why do you think people make excuses, Nancy?
They have a variety of reasons, but mostly it's out of responsibility. And, you know, men are the breadwinners. And so, you know, in our society, a lot of men feel that they need to take care of and support and put everybody else before their own needs. So to make changes that potentially could throw that off balance is really, really scary. And that's real. And that is totally understandable. And it's not about creating choices that don't honor that responsibility, but it's marrying their own connection and aspirations to those responsibilities that's going to create the life that they want. And how can you do that in real time? What can you do to make choices in your daily life that can honor both aspects of being responsible and also honoring your own inner joy and desires?
And then it kind of goes back to that whole idea of what we were talking about earlier, which is that struggling with your life purpose, which was the first, one of the first things that you explained, the reasons why men desire to have coaching, whether it be from a man or a woman or whomever. So talk to me a little bit about that whole idea of struggling with the life purpose and what your definition of a life purpose is, and how a person can connect with you and maybe get a little bit further down the line in terms of connecting with that purpose.
So I think the best and most simple way to share that would be to share my own life purpose. So
okay.
During my training, was given the gift of this kind of Mad Libs sentence. So everybody knows what Mad Libs is, like put the verb mm-hmm. here and action here. So the sentence is, and I'm going to say it slowly, so if anybody wants to create their own, they can. And then I'll share mine with you. I put your name
mm-hmm.
here. See, feel, and know that the purpose of my life is to be, and then fill in that blank, period.
Mm-hmm.
To enjoy blank, and to blank for myself and others. So there's
okay.
your Mad Libs life purpose statement.
All right.
And so I will share mine with you.
Mm-hmm.
So I, Nancy Solomon Gross, hear, see, feel, know that the purpose of my life is to be loving, to enjoy the journey, to support, guide, and care for myself and others. So I have this posted in my office, and as I begin my day, I read my life purpose, and I consider that with every action I take, how I spend my time, who I'm with, and how I choose to express that purpose with them and to myself.
Love it. Love it. Love it. So, Nancy, As you take this, you know, journey through coaching men and through really understanding and realizing your life purpose through your business and your family and your life on a whole, are there any other last thoughts about your practice, about coaching men, about anything that we've chatted about today that you'd like to leave us with?
So my real crux of my perspective on coaching, again, is to really lead with the inner knowing and the intuition mm-hmm. and to use the intellect to create choices that enable that. So it kind of flips it on its ear a little bit. Where men knee-jerk, it's all about the intellect, and if I feel good about it, that's great too, but, you know, I got to lead with my intellect. So what could life be like if I could marry those and lead with my intuition and lead with that inner knowing and understand the relationship between my life purpose and that inner knowing
mm-hmm.
and create awareness and just really every minute think about, you know, what your choices are and how they relate to your values and what you can do action-wise to live that.
So just again, for anyone who missed it when Peter called, what is the best way to reach you, Nancy?
So the best way to reach me is to go to my website, which is meaningfulpath.com. And, you can set a complimentary session through my site. I have a live calendar there, and you can just select a 30-minute slot where we can talk about coaching, talk about your intentions and what drew you to it, and coach a little bit around what a potential goal might be for you, and then talk a little bit about your impressions of that coaching and what your thoughts are on how it could bring value to your life and what this type of commitment could mean for you. So meaningfulpath.com, go right to the bar on the top and set a session with me, and we can talk it through.
Fantastic. This was fun.
This was just beautiful to be able to speak so concisely and powerfully about what my gifts are and how I share them. So I'm really grateful for the opportunity to share it with you and everybody who's listening. So thank you for listening in, and I look forward to answering any questions and speaking with anybody who is interested.
Nancy, thank you so much for your time this morning, and it was just really enlightening. I mean, like I've said, you and I know each other, but to be able to hear so much robust detail about your practice and everything that you're doing, I'm just really so happy for you, and I hope that you continue to just share all that love and joy that is inside of you.
Well, thank you very much, Renee. It was a pleasure.
You're welcome. You're welcome, honey. You have a fantastic day, okay?
Thank you. You too.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Goodbye, everybody.
All right. So that was Nancy Solomon Gross, everyone. Her coaching niche, coaching the male client. And for those of you who might be interested in touching base with Nancy, definitely don't hesitate to reach out to her at meaningfulpath.com. That's meaningfulpath, PATH.com. Also, just another reminder, for those of you who might be interested in attending the Grow Tour on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, September 29th at 6:30 in Staten Island, I'm going to be there talking about how to reveal your excellence, how to tap into your power, your potential, and your purpose. If you are interested in learning more about the Grow Tour, just go to grow-tour.com. And you'll be able to click on a few links and learn about pricing. And it's very reasonably priced, by the way. So I think early bird pricing is probably over by now, but the pricing is very reasonable, very affordable. So definitely, if you'd like to join me in Staten Island on Tuesday, September 29th, I would love to see you there. As always, if you would like to get in touch with me for any reason, you know, we were talking a little bit about life purpose, and what I realize is that my life purpose is to really tap into the power of the media and be able to connect with people on a meaningful level to help them to share their purpose and their excellence. And at the same time, I get to reveal my excellence in the process. So this show, and I'm actually working on a television show that's coming up that's going to air in the Philadelphia market in the month of November. And I'm very excited about that. So I hope that you'll tune in, because I'll be talking a little bit more about that during the month of October. We'll be shooting on October 20th. I'm executive producing and hosting the show. So it's called Embrace Life with Renee. And it's a really great opportunity for me and my viewers. Hopefully you will be one of those viewers in the Philadelphia market. And we'll have great guests on to talk about spirituality, to talk about health, to talk about life and what it really means to embrace life. So thank you so much. I'm going to head out in just a few minutes. As you know, I work for Kane University. We're having an open house today. For those of you in the Union, New Jersey area who might be interested in higher education, this is your chance to kind of tap into a really great school that offers a phenomenal internship program, if I must say so myself. So you have a great day and stay on purpose. And I will see you in 2 weeks. Have a fantastic morning and a great rest of your day. Bye-bye.